Dean Dorman, State Representative, District 51.
All right. I see here in your press release the House moves to strengthen ethics bill reform, Senate Bill 11. Can you tell us about that bill?
Right. Senate Bill 11 came over to the House last week. It concerns ethics reforms. We changed a few things from the Senate version. One is creating a $25 limit for lobbyist gifts for any elected official. That is something that we thought, well, we could still have a lunch or a light dinner and talk about business, but it doesn't go overboard. So we kind of settled on the $25 limit on the House side. And then also, in the Senate version, they had a ban on becoming a lobbyist for 2 years after we leave the General Assembly, but that would not apply to anyone currently in the legislature, and we changed that to a one-year ban to becoming a lobbyist after leaving the General Assembly, but it would apply to all of us right now who are elected. So there's a couple of big changes that we made. It's going back over to the Senate, and I'm certain there'll be a conference committee. So it's a work in progress right now, but we are addressing some ethics concerns that have been expressed.
Okay. Well, that sounds like it'll probably pass since you guys worked together and compromised with the Senate.
Yes. Well, we never know until it's finished around here, but we'll certainly, I'm certain that we'll have something this session.
Yes. And then what is the new model for medical care?
What it does is it allows an individual to pay basically a monthly fee to have a doctor on hand, basically a general practitioner, that you can go and, you know, whatever you need, check your blood pressure, whatever you might be dealing with, regular checkups, those sorts of things. And this would allow that money to come from pre-tax dollars out of a health savings account. So it's a savings to the individual, and this is in addition to any insurance, so it doesn't fall under any of the new regulations with insurance and what's required and that sort of thing. So it's really, it's kind of a way to help people get the primary and regular care that they want from a doctor, to get some tax benefit from it, but not affecting their other health insurance.
Very cool. I didn't even know that was something that was coming up. So has that moved from the House to the Senate now?
Yes, it is going to the Senate. So I I've talked to Representative Frederick, who is a medical doctor, about this, and he's put a lot of thought and work into this, and I think he really has a good model. So I'm hopeful for this bill. I think it would do some good. It's certainly worth a try, I'll say that.
Well, good. Is there any other things that are going on in the House that our listeners and our constituents need to know about?
Well, the Senate has completed their initial work on the budget. So it is coming back to the House. As always, that will go to a conference committee. So maybe next week I'll have something to report on the budget. If not, certainly the week after.
Awesome. Yeah, I talked to Senator Pierce last week, and he was saying things that the budget was looking good, that there was $90 million extra money released to the education fund.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yes, they're treating education and higher education well. We're also separately working on some bonding for capital improvements around the state. This Capitol building needs some work, the Fulton Hospital, those sorts of things. That will come after the budget, so we'll see how that falls. But things are a little better in the economy. We don't want to get crazy because we're not really experiencing large growth. But there are certain things we need to do in this state, and we're trying to address those.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
I think that's it for this week.
All right. Well, thank you, Representative Dorman.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.